What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey everyone, if you're enjoying Tower 4, don't forget to check out Seven Lamb's other audio dramas. We have something for everyone. Crystal Blue, our sci-fi show. End of All Hope, our sci-fi apocalyptic show. Paralyzed, our horror podcast. The Stone House, which is a thriller. Atlas Avenue Beat, which is a film noir spoof. And Movie Night, an audio sitcom. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Tower 4.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Tower 4, Season 2, Episode 3, Meaningful Coincidences.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Jerry?
It had to be him, right? But each step I took to get closer, he took a step back.
Don't!
He looked around nervously.
I have some questions for you.
They took it.
Took what? My food? My supplies? I don't care.
No, the carving. The trees. The eyes.
They took them? He nodded. I was starting to have flashes of the first time we talked. Bits and pieces of our conversation. How much of a struggle it was.
I remember us talking, but I don't remember everything we talked about.
I stepped forward, but once again he moved back.
Jerry, I tossed the radio, okay?
They're listening. They're watching. I couldn't remember if he said these things to me or if I read them in the journal, but I know he didn't want me to trust them.
I don't have the radio.
I lifted my shirt to show my waistband.
See?
No. They took you, too.
What?
They took you.
What the hell was he even talking about?
They took you.
Who? But he didn't answer. He just continued to look around nervously.
Jerry, I just want answers, damn it. I'm having dreams about some damn bunker, and well, you mentioned a bunker, remember? Because I do. I remember that. Jesus, I knew I wasn't going crazy. I knew it. But I need answers. I need to know why this is all happening.
But he stared at the leaves before him and shook his head. I wanted to leave, but I'm still here. What did we talk about?
Help.
Help?
He nodded. Yeah. Yeah, you wanted my help, but for what?
The bunker.
Right. That's why...
No!
He backed up again.
Damn it, I'm just trying to talk to you. You're the one following me and you don't want to talk?
They took you.
What did he mean by they took me?
You know where it is. You see it.
The bunker?
They took you. And now you see it.
I was getting nowhere with this guy.
Jerry.
But he shook his head and started to run off.
Wait, no!
I chased after him, but not for long. My ankle was acting up. I made my way over to a small hill, but saw only rocks and trees on the other side.
Jerry! Jerry!
But he was gone. I bent down and rubbed my ankle.
God damn it.
It took me a while to find my radio, but I eventually did. I searched the area a bit more, finding nothing. What a shock. I then hopped back on the trail and headed back to the tower. I could hear thunder. Hopefully I'd make it back in time. I walked slow because of my ankle, which was now throbbing. The whole walk back to the tower, I went back and forth on leaving. I could easily pack my stuff and leave first thing in the morning. That was the plan, right? That's what Amber said, so why stay? Because of Jerry? Because of all the weird shit? What does that matter? It didn't concern you. Or did it? I thought about my recurring nightmares. Jerry said they took me. Who? When? Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because it's all interlocked. Well, not all, but most. The meaningful coincidences are there for a reason.
If you go on another rant about the paranormal...
I'm not saying it applies to that.
Or aliens.
Put that all aside. It's deeper.
Okay, you're losing me.
Things happen for a reason.
Oh, come on. You're not even religious.
Religion and spirituality are vastly different, Mike.
But they're linked.
Sure, yeah, but they don't necessarily have to be.
Okay. So everything happens for a reason.
Actually, no, not everything. That's what I'm saying. At least when it comes to meaningful coincidences. See, the relationship between what's known as the unconscious psyche and regular matter is mostly a mystery. But psyche and matter can be more connected than we think. That's the whole basis for synchronicity. You have to be able to differentiate between events that are not causally related with incidences that are or can be considered meaningful.
You're about to lose me.
For instance, you sipped that coffee at the exact time a car accident occurs outside. We wouldn't consider anything to be linked between those two events. And if you were to try to make the argument, most people would just say that those two events happening concurrently is nothing but a mere coincidence. But if you were to order me a dozen red roses and the store accidentally sent a dozen black dahlias, and on the same day I got into a car accident and died, you could say that would be a meaningful coincidence.
But why?
The two events aren't causally related, but they are connected by the symbolic meaning that our society gives to the color black.
So black flowers mean death.
Black flowers have a lot of meanings. They symbolize power, mystery, elegance, and farewells and goodbyes. So yes, you can find a meaningful connection between mistakenly receiving black flowers on the same day I get into a car accident and die.
You know what I think it symbolizes?
What?
Bad customer service.
I don't know why I try with you.
I just don't think that there's always a deeper meaning to every single event that happens in this world. It's life. Good things happen, bad things happen, and each person does their own thing.
Again, it's not always.
Okay, fine. I don't think it happens at all.
But don't you find that mindset restricting?
No.
Interesting.
I'm not trying to be contradictory just so we can have something to debate. It's really how I feel.
Then how do you explain that dream last night?
Oh, come on, Sarah.
What? You had a dream about your ex and her son, right?
This isn't going to end up being a fight, is it?
I'm not the jealous type, Mike. You know that. Dream about your ex all you want. Especially if it's the shitty moments.
Uh-huh.
But that's the first time you've had a dream like that, right? At least that's what you told me.
I mean, yeah. I don't dream of her often. Give me some credit.
But then this morning, the morning after your dream, you get an email from her. She hasn't reached out to you in years. So what do you call that?
I call that a coincidence.
Me too. But a meaningful one.
So every dream I have has some kind of connection to the real world?
Were you not paying attention? No. Not every event or situation is linked.
So it's all dependent on interpretation.
Yeah, sure, but certain links are easier to make than others, don't you think?
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
Why do you say that?
Because you wouldn't have told me about your dream last night if it wasn't for the email you received this morning. You thought it was odd, and that feeling that you had right there should tell you that it was more than a mere coincidence. You felt it. You knew.
Touché. Hey, you done? We should go. Looks bad outside.
Okay.
I was drenched. I got out of my clothes and dried off.
Good thing you made it back in time. The storm looks nasty.
I dried off the radio before pressing the button. I actually didn't. I'm soaked.
What? What took you so long?
I decided to keep up the lie. My ankle. It wasn't a complete lie, though. My ankle was killing me right now. I rubbed it slightly, cursing myself for going on such a long walk.
Well, you're back now, right?
Yeah.
The storm's gonna be here a while. All night, really. So settle in.
I got nowhere to go.
Think you'll work on your book?
There won't be any fires outside to watch for, but I think I'm just going to take a nap.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You earned it, buddy.
I sat on the bed in just my boxer briefs, using a towel to finish drying off. I looked down at my body. I still had plenty of bruises, but most were fading, except the one on my left arm by my shoulder. It was still a deep purple. When I touched it, it was still a bit tender. Every day, a little more came back to me. Except that night. I wish Jerry talked to me, but he was scared. They took you? As I lay in bed looking up at the ceiling, I thought about all my talks with Sarah. She was always searching for a purpose, and I never knew why. I always thought it was exhausting and took away from what life was really all about. But now, here, my whole perception was slowly changing. Hey, Amber.
Yeah, Mikey? Thought you were taking a nap. Need me to sing you to sleep?
Please, no.
What's up?
If you had a dream about a certain, let's say, event, then something happened in your real life that had to do with your dream, would that mean anything to you?
Ooh, a riddle. I love riddles. Is this like the female doctor one, or did the icicle melt?
I'm serious.
Young?
Young.
You know, Mikey, it would help if you filled me in, like, a little.
A little?
Okay, a lot.
I'm not really great at explaining it.
Then how do you know so much?
I don't. An ex of mine did.
Psycho?
No, after Psycho. A girl named Sarah. She was a very spiritual person. We used to have some deep conversations.
Sounds fun.
From time to time, but sometimes we would go too deep down the rabbit hole.
Alice style?
Alice?
In Wonderland?
Oh.
You know, maybe Yeah, I don't always get your references, but you never seem to get mine, and mine are way easier.
It's the way you present them.
What the heck does that mean?
Like, I'm already in on the joke. Too subtle.
Okay, sorry. I'll work on that.
Anyway, Sarah, she always liked to chat about meaningful coincidences. Always wanted to find more of a purpose to living, or I don't know, maybe that's not the right analysis. She always wanted to find a purpose to this world. There, maybe that's better.
Don't a lot of people?
I guess.
I think so. Finding purpose is important. I may not be religious, but I understand why a lot of people are.
But is it about finding purpose or coping with the way things are?
Well, coping with the way things are or with certain events can help a person find their purpose.
A way to push forward?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're right. This stuff is deep.
Oh, no. This is just barely scratching the surface.
What's your view?
On what?
On whatever the hell it is we're talking about. You obviously have something on your mind.
I never truly believed in what Sarah believed. We never saw eye to eye. That's not to say that she didn't make some good points, but sometimes when people say that there's more to life than just what's in front of us, it just makes me want to roll my eyes.
Because you think we're all just flesh bags that do nothing important but eat and fuck, right?
I mean, I don't know if I would word it exactly like that, but sure.
You really believe that?
Yeah.
No wonder why you don't vote.
Listen, I don't believe in much, but I question a lot.
Trust me, I know.
You were really just going to the bathroom at 4 that one night?
What? That's what this whole conversation was leading to?
I just thought it was weird.
Just weird.
I'm not leaning towards deep connection or meaningful coincidences. It's just I have a lot of dreams. Nightmares where I find myself waking up exactly at 4 in the morning.
Really? That is weird. Why do you think that is?
I have a hunch.
Care to share?
Not really.
Promise I won't tell anyone.
The night my father left, I woke up at 4. I saw him.
Oh.
I would chalk it up to mere coincidence, except it keeps happening.
Well, I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, me either.
But out of curiosity, why do you think that has anything to do with me going to the bathroom?
I don't. I don't know. My eyes shot open. I peered outside to see nothing but rain and darkness. It was night? My nap went long. Not that it mattered. I was stuck in here. Ugh. I left the light on while I napped, but it was flickering. I was surprised it was so long with the storm out there. I went over to the cabinets and searched for something to eat. I could make some beans and rice, or maybe just some raviolis. Except if I lose power, I won't be able to cook or heat anything up. Jesus, that made me jump. Okay. Bowl of cereal with some powdered milk it is. I actually didn't hate powdered milk. I remember disliking it as a kid, stuck in poverty for a time where there weren't many options. I stirred the mix, getting it ready for the cereal. Good enough. But just before I poured it into the bowl, the light went out. Shit. I was shrouded in darkness. I was momentarily spooked by a figure in the corner of the room, or what I thought was a figure. My mind was playing tricks. There was no figure. It was just my jacket hanging on the hook by the door. Relax, Mike. I pulled it off and threw it onto one of the chairs. I fumbled my way to the desk, set down the glass of milk, and searched the drawers. Found the flashlight. There we go. Jesus! A loud crack of thunder startled me again, making me bump the glass of milk, knocking it to the floor. What the? For a split moment there, Oh, man. I clicked on the flashlight and aimed it at the broken glass. The spilled milk leaked through the floorboards. Oh, man. I ran the flashlight beam across the room, starting in the corner, gliding it over the cabinets and kitchen area, then the windows, and all the way to the front door. That's right. I was attacked in here. I remembered running at the person, pushing him down, wrestling, and then I went to the door and inspected it, along with the frame. Nothing? No cracks? No, I remembered breaking it, breaking the window and the plates smashing and crashing. I stepped out into the downpour, my flashlight having trouble penetrating the thick sheet of rain. To tumble down the stairs. I walked down the stairs, inspecting each inch of the railing. I remember kicking and punching and falling. I went all the way down to the bottom of the tower and stared at the gravel ground. Yeah, I was here. I was laying right here until they took me.
Tower 4. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring Amy LeRae and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Brett Wilkins at Facebook.com/WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoyed Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. Also, don't forget to follow 7lamb on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.